Howdy, basement dwellers. Kevin here just to tell you what's going to be happening for the next few weeks with what we do in the basement's podcast feed. This week's episode is actually going to be replaced by an episode of Oops All Segments where Thomas and I have on the Dungeon Busters. They have their own D&D podcast, which is sort of like playtesting D&D stuff through a Mythbusters style kind of lens. It's very interesting. It's very funny. It's very cool. Thomas has recently been on one of their episodes, so make sure you check that out. And they were on Thomas and I's show, Oops All Segments. So you'll be hearing that right away. And then next week, we're going to release an episode of a bonus episode that Jesse's been DMing a holiday campaign for us. It's a two shot. So you'll get the first episode of that next week. And then the following week, you'll get the next bonus episode. And then hopefully we will be back to our main campaign if we don't need a week or two of a breather, because honestly, the holidays are busy and I am very busy and the cast is very busy, but we are very thankful for all of the amazing support we've had from you folks over the last year. And I hope the new year is exciting for you. I hope it's everything you want. Okay. Anyway, enough of me rambling, more of me rambling with other people. Here's Oops All Segments. Thanks. See ya in the new year.
The train just like didn't come all night for both of them. It was a nightmare.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, it's not that utopia that I think it is down in America, I guess.
No. We have expensive ass insulin and yeah. Trains. This is not the land that I thought it was going to be when I came here as a 5-year-old child.
Yeah. You came there expecting cheap medicine and timely public transport.
It's like, sure, we have racism and poverty, but at what cost? Everything else is broken.
Welcome to Oops All Segments, the best podcast hitting your eardrums at this very moment. I am your host, Kevin.
And my name is Thomas. We're doing silly voices this episode.
Yes, the whole show. No, please don't.
That's right. Now, a lot of you have been complaining that in the past we've had one guest or maybe even zero guests on our episodes. Well, we have heard you. Yeah. And in response, we have done something absolutely unprecedented in the history of the show. History of podcast. I don't think this has ever been tried.
I don't want to, but I think.
In order to reduce our workload down to all, like, net zero.
Really trying to keep our work out.
Two guests on the show at once. Every two man's guests. Dream to have two guests at the same time. These are Michael C. Hyatt and Diego F. Salinas. Actors and co-hosts of the new podcast Dungeon Busters, and also my friends that I do Drunk Shakespeare with. Hello, Michael and Diego.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to be on this groundbreaking moment, changing podcast history.
For this we're going on the Guinness judge in a sec to confirm that this is the most guests ever on a podcast.
Hey, it's more than we've had, so.
That's true, yeah.
That's true. That's fair. But
a secondary goal is to outdo you guys at every
We are in direct competition, Oops All Segments and Dungeon Busters.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover. But I do think this is the first time in history that four men have been on a podcast together. I think it's a matter of, I think we really need to respect that and look at that.
Hold space for that.
Yeah, I'm glad we can make
this
space for ourselves.
November, especially, you know, all that's happened.
Usually at the beginning of the show.
I'm just guessing by the time something has happened already in the
something
future.
Something has happened.
Something horrific happened this week that we are referencing that we don't know about yet.
Yeah.
As soon as we finish recording this podcast, someone's going to come into each of our rooms and be like, have you turned on the news or been on your phone?
Yeah. Please, everybody silence your notifications. Ignore the emergency alerts.
November 14th shall live in infamy.
The sirens are going off, but I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Yeah. Are we picking up any of these air raid sirens on my mic?
Yeah, exactly.
The women from My Favorite Murder self-immolated at Earwolf. It's crazy.
Jesus.
So the nuclear codes got leaked on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's guys, crazy. It's all going to be okay as long as we all haven't nutted yet, right? Like you haven't nutted?
I
just want to make sure that we're all in this together.
Oh, no. What did you do? No. I don't know how to admit this.
Yeah. Are the yearly chastity ritual to keep the beast held in its bonds.
Exactly. Exactly. We usually start off our show by checking in with everybody. Diego, how are you doing?
What's also, just want to reference, this episode is coming out in December, which Michael also doesn't masturbate during. Oh,
I just thought 1 month was too few, you know.
Yeah. It's just You're not itching to get
it's
on the
countdown
naughty list
to Christmas.
That badly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I will say, I think we timed it up when Thomas was on an episode of Dungeon Busters as well. So they should be coming out similar time.
Nice.
So if you want to get more of Thomas, which we all want more of Thomas, go check out Dungeon Busters.
Exactly.
That is so true.
We'll be plugging Dungeon Busters throughout the episode.
After each segment, we will plug Dungeon Busters.
We'll cut to a 40-minute commercial for Dungeon Busters after.
Oh, good. You got that? Cool.
Yeah, thank you for the ad. But Diego, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm chilling. I've officially embraced the Wednesday through Sunday work week. I've been doing that for like a couple of weeks now, months.
Okay. Sure.
So this is my Saturday.
Yeah.
So this is really nice.
You have like the hospitality entertainment industry.
Exactly.
Work week. Yeah. Yeah.
Sunday is Friday. Monday is Saturday. And Tuesday is Sunday.
Right.
So I don't know. It's going well. I'm in like in the middle of my weekend. Just chilling.
Perfect.
Having a good time.
That's great. That's great. I like to hear that. How are you, Michael?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm really excited to be here, to be doing this podcast. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And it was a bit of a crazy weekend, so I'm excited to just have some fun and hang out. So, yeah.
Can I ask why it was crazy?
No. Actually, I'd rather not talk about it. I'm going to be honest. But I appreciate you checking in.
No sweat. That's all right. No sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little heavy. And
first segment.
Not
no,
necessarily
but
the
really,
vibe,
what
so.
Happened?
That's great. Yeah. Thomas,
we'll
how
move
much you
right
love?
Along. Why don't you check in with me? I'm good. Yesterday, Kim hosted a Studio Ghibli birthday party for her friend.
She went
too hard, as they say. So our entire apartment is covered in decorations, and she left for 6 days. So I have to clean it all up.
Wait, she like fully decorated the apartment for a party and then just bounced and now it's
correct,
all yours.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Like I think that's a power
tour.
Move.
Yeah. I wish I could make more references about it because I know nothing about Studio Ghibli and I'm sure there's jokes to be done here. But.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thomas sent
did
us
she
a
get
video
spirited
yesterday?
Away.
There we go.
Pretty good.
There we go.
Pretty
we got
good.
One reference.
Michael, do you have one?
I was going to say Thomas just sent us a video yesterday and I can attest it was very beautifully decorated.
It was. Yeah.
And it will be a lot to clean up.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a nightmare. This was the funniest part of the party though, and this was a moment of me being a genuinely stupid person where someone brought up Corinthians and I sincerely asked, is that from Star Wars?
That's you being a genuine Jew. Never mind.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I don't know if Corinthians is in the Old or New Testament, actually. I can't remember if it's in the...
It's in the New Testament.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, but...
It makes me think of the columns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The columns that the Greeks built. There's the Ionic ones, the standard normalish ones that like I can't remember the name of, and then Corinthian, which is the cool viney looking ones.
Oh, ooh.
I got a cool viney column for you to look at. Sorry. it's my penis. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, man. I'm doing okay. I'm setting up a new restaurant right now that's getting ready to open. And I've been trying to... the restaurant is called Dreamland. It's the Dreamland Diner. It's like a 50s-style diner, and we're serving like desserts and hot dogs and stuff like that. And I'm in the middle of like sort of getting things ready to kind of open. So I've got the furniture, I'm arranging it, I'm trying to put up all of our like lighting fixtures and everything like that. And I wanted to in the corners of the room to kind of like create both to cover some of the cabling and stuff like that, but also to create some like interesting stuff in the space. I wanted to put up those sort of crafty clouds that you make, you know, how like you make like a cloud light or something like that, sort of something to that effect. And I'm not like I have theater degrees, worked on lots of theater shows. I'm a somewhat handsy person sometimes when it comes like hands-on person when it comes to making stuff, but I'm not the most adept. And I've been creating these craft clouds entirely by myself, but I started with like a styrofoam ball, and I had to thread a piece of fishing wire through a styrofoam ball. Now, that is not an easy thing to do if the styrofoam ball is like bigger than like, you know, a foot deep. Mm-hmm. And so I spent like probably about an hour threading a piece of fishing wire through a styrofoam ball, got it done. And then immediately when I went to put it up, everything fell out and broke on the floor. I was so angry. So yesterday was like a total failure of creativity and productivity. I like smacked my hand on the ladder. I was angry. I broke my thumbnail. It was terrible. So I'm hoping that creatively today goes a little bit better. So that's kind of my headspace. I'm at like an angry and resentful headspace.
Would you say that every cloud has a silver lining, or would you not?
I was gonna go for like a Sisyphus thing.
Yeah, oh. Maybe do yours because mine sort of flopped hard.
Yeah, no. That was it. I was just kind of okay. Like flopping it out there. Sisyphus.
Sure.
Every cloud has a fish lining.
Every day,
that's
better.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Every day, Sisyphus had to open a 50s themed diner and then close it.
Struggle to find a jukebox on Kijiji for 2 hours. Doom scrolling. Okay, folks. I think it's
Kevin. Are you still planning to segregate your diner, like, to get the historical authenticity?
Yeah. Well, the funny part about that advertisements for the paper is that it has my brother. My brother and I just did an interview about it. My brother and I opened the restaurant together, and I am half Trinidadian and half Caucasian, mix of different white people. And my brother is fully Trinidadian and he's very brown. And so in the paper, there's like this diner, all the stuff about the 50s. And like the picture just kind of looks like we're not sitting beside each other. There's like a bit of segregation there. But I promise everything's above board.
1950s food. 2020 values.
Yeah, so
not even 2022.
Not 22. Yeah, no, we're still 12 well, years behind.
Yeah, not my president, Diego.
Yeah. Yeah. Thomas, it's your time for your favorite segment. Your favorite.
It
segment.
Is time for the classic the warm up segment.
I don't have a chime for that, so that's what I did. I hope that doesn't become.
This
a
is
thing.
A segment just to get the juices flowing. Before the love real it. Segments.
Are you ready to spin the wheel, Thomas?
I sure am.
Okay, here we go.
Woo!
Segment 35. We go all right. To Oops All Segments number 35 is Headlines. AP News. Participants must discuss headlines on apnews.com.
Well, oh, I love this.
All right. Here we go. We're talking about headlines.
This is where we find out what the catastrophe is that is actually right. Happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to click on the entertainment.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Yeah.
Straight up is the first story is
Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, we can't talk about that.
let's see.
Let's click on entertainment. Let's click on entertainment.
What's funny?
That's a good one. Safe one.
Yeah. Weekend reads.
Wow, no, that one's sad. Okay, so a lot of bad news on AP News lately. I thought Jennifer Aniston, John Aniston, the star of Days of Our Lives, is dead at 89 years old.
Oh, wow.
That was the most cheerful story we could find. I've got one that I think might be fun to talk about.
It goes back to that tragedy on the front page.
Yeah. School bus overturned, falls into gorge. No,
this might be fun.
Elon Musk pay package at Tesla challenged in court.
Okay.
All right. I can take a healthy take on that.
So yeah. The lawsuit alleges that the performance-based stock option grant was negotiated by a compensation committee and approved in 2018 by Tesla board members who had conflict of interest due to personal and professional ties to Musk. Now, this is outrageous. I don't think there's any evidence that Musk has ever done a shady business deal or like stepped into a deal that he didn't plan on following through on properly. Like the fact that the loony left is obsessed with like, honestly, he's our only hope for solar powered rocket cars and we need him.
He is so, our only hope for capitalism, actually.
Yeah.
He's the last true capitalist, one might say.
Truly a man of his own generation.
Do you see what he's doing with Twitter? It's never been better.
It looks great.
Yo, have y'all seen the all right, so there's this company, it's like Lily May or something. They like sell insulin and they sell it for too much money.
Okay.
And someone made a parody account.
In America?
In America. And everywhere else, you know,
I'm a Canadian, so for you to say someone's selling medication for too much money, it scares me a little. I mean, it happens here too, but yeah.
Anyway, but this is like...
That's the only type of medication we know.
Expensive medication.
Expensive it is, the better it tastes.
Yeah.
But they like, someone paid like the $8 a month subscription fee to like get their own blue check thing, and they made an account with the same name as this pharmaceutical company.
Sure.
Tweeted that they were just going to start giving away insulin and the stock crashed.
Oh no.
Like billions of dollars.
That's a sad story. Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah, that's
a poor pharmaceutical company.
If only a school bus of children had driven off a gorge instead of that happening. Right.
That is so cool. I mean, I actually have to hand it to Elon Musk, because everyone was like, $8 for verification. This is a disaster. But it has made Twitter like so exciting. Like it has revolutionized the site. It's going to collapse. True.
For the 48 hours that it was active, and now they shut it down.
Yeah.
Again, right?
I know. Yeah. It was so good.
It is like, I am not a big Twitter head. I, out of all the social media apps, it's probably, well, I'm getting older, so I'm not really up on TikTok either. But like, I don't keep too much speed with it. But lately I've been trying to get into it. I was trying to get into it like a few months ago before Elon Musk really got involved. Just because I was like, oh, there's like more comedian stuff active on here. It's like, and then as soon as I like fully started like tweeting a little bit and actually browsing and like creating like a group of people I want to follow, then Elon Musk bought it. And so now it's just turned into a total shit show. But it's nice to be here for sort of, it's like, like watching the missiles come down and watching the comet hit Earth is kind of nice, to be able to like be there and sing songs with people as it happens.
Yeah, because like when Facebook started dying, it was like a slow death. It was like an entropy.
Yeah,
right?
now it's just like on a bed, right? Like it's just on life support, right? Yeah. But it's still there.
Well, everybody's on Meta now. Like it's so cool. Like there's a virtual reality space that we can all interact in. So like we don't need Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're all doing. Yeah, that's what we're all
guys. I found one more story. If we can return to the AP news,
sure. Yeah, right. we could stick to the segment wheel.
Russia bans 100 Canadians, including Jim Carrey.
What? Jamathan Carrey
has been banned
from Russia.
Who else made the top 100?
Yeah.
Margaret Atwood was the other name I saw mentioned, but I felt like compared to Jim Carrey, you mean
the seventh best actor in the world?
Oh, shit.
Whoa,
that's a callback. Margaret Atwood was our eighth best actor, but
Though I realize now, like, we're going to come out in multiple weeks, so that's a long callback.
You've really reached back now. You've called back.
For me, it was like an hour ago.
Yeah.
That's headcanon, though. I mean, I think, like, in Soviet Russia, comedians laugh at you because you're a joke, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
I would like to see what the negotiations between, like, America and Russia would be if, like, Jim Carrey was like, you know, fuck this, I'm going to Russia because I'm fucking Jim Carrey. He goes there, gets arrested, and it's like, okay, like...
I want to see, like, Justin Trudeau arguing with Putin to try and free him.
Wait, is he a Canadian citizen still?
Mm-hmm. I think
he's
so.
He was born citizen. In Canada, unless we took away his citizenship.
I think as someone without citizenship, I think that sometimes you can have the you don't get to choose the dual citizenship thing. Sometimes they make you like pick one. I don't know.
I think that's right. I think that happened to me, actually. I think I had to do that with the UK. My mom's from England. And yeah, I think you're right. I think I had to say, like, no, I'm a Canadian, not a British person.
Yeah. Were you born in the UK, though? Or were you born in Canada?
Because I don't really remember it.
I think that might be something where it's like you can, because you weren't born in the UK, then you like have the option, but
I think I could always go and reclaim it. But to bring it back to Jim Carrey, I do think that it would probably be a coalition of Justin Trudeau and Joe Biden meeting with Vladimir Putin and being like, give us the funny man back. You know,
imagine this is the sequel to Dumb and Dumber, a Russian version of Yes Man, Da Man.
Da.
Now I'm laughing.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we'll let him go, but he's got to do a six-picture contract with the Russian.
He has to do Russian propaganda films for the rest of his life.
I would imagine he has to stay in character as Andy Kaufman for the rest of his life.
Oh, man.
He's just going and parenting his kids now.
I mean, if they imprison him, why would they – wouldn't they make him do comedy? I mean, what are you going to do? Just
if you've got Jim Carrey in a cage, you're going to make him
– yeah, you're not going to put him to, like, a hard labor camp. Yeah. You're going to do – here, make Russian propaganda films.
Yeah, I think, like, in the – you know, in the Cold War, we had the space race. Now we've got the funny face race. And if they get Jim Carrey, they're up 10 points on us. Like, no one can compete with that. That's true.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
that's like the first manned orbit around the Earth of comedy, of weaponized comedy.
But at this point, is it like stealing, like, you know, a late 90s, early 2000s spaceship that was like really good?
It was good.
But you can tell it's aged a little bit.
That's
now.
like Russia's entire military, right? So this is sort of fine.
Yeah, it's actually par for the course.
Yeah.
America's military is like new F fighter planes that like are extremely defective and cost billions of dollars.
If Russia gets Jim Carrey, then they need to make, like, if they and then the Chinese government did a Jim Carrey, Jackie Chan movie, because Jackie Chan is, like, super, like, supportive.
He loves the Chinese government.
Of the Chinese government. So if they could, like, do, like, a co-pro.
Like a Russian propaganda and Chinese government propaganda film starring Jim Carrey and Jackie Chan.
And let's be honest, a lot of Americans will watch that and go,
I'll buy
tickets. Remember when John Cena revealed that he spoke perfect Mandarin in order to apologize to the Chinese sponsors for a weird moment in WWE? Like, that was such a, like, there's something happening behind the scenes that, like, I'm terrified about. Like,
if they can make John Cena say that, think of what else they can do.
Yeah, that guy doesn't even photograph, and yet they can, can make him do those things. Yeah, he turns invisible.
I think the NBA has apologized to the Chinese government a lot too.
I'd like to take this moment actually for Oops All Segments to
apologize. Kevin, you've been practicing on Duolingo. Let's hear it.
This will go about as well as my Spanish did on Duolingo, which is bueno.
I didn't know if you were going to go in the other direction and be like, we acknowledge the existence of Taiwan as a sovereign nation.
Michael, pipe down.
I guess you can cut that out. Talked about happening after air is me getting shot in the head by operatives. Should we move on to our next? So I understand that I think both of our guests have segments for us today. Which one of you would like to go first?
Michael, you go first.
Boom, all right, done. I'll go first.
Michael's going first. You got a segment for us, Michael. What's it called?
I'm calling this segment, It's All About the Little Things.
Aww. It's All About the Little Things. Love it. Okay, cool.
Specifically, magical little things. If you could have one real magical item, what would it be and why?
I see. We're going with the Dungeons and Dragons and thing
this
here.
Is,
magical
D&D themed, but also like describe it to me in like, what is its effect? What it like, plus... like bonus to charisma, advantage on this thing, whatever it would
be. Do
you
want it to be in like D&D terms? Can it be any amount of magic? Like what are the parameters here?
Yeah, I think any amount of magic, put it in D&D terms, but describe how you would use it in your real life. Like Thomas Tolles, how would you use this magic item?
I think
Go ahead, Kim.
I think like the first thing that comes to my mind, and this may not be like if I really, you know, chewed on this, might not be this, but I really love the idea of being able to like drink something and get a long rest. Like drinking something that gives me called, 8 hours of sleep.
That's called whiskey, dude.
I was thinking more like an energy drink, like
yeah,
or just but, you know, sleep, take but a like, long rest.
But like this is the thing I want to be able
melatonin,
to
melatonin,
like,
bro. Bob Marley's special yeah. mix.
Okay, wait, quick catch on this Bob Marley's drink, because I once drank that as a young man, thinking it was a fucking energy drink when I was like going to visit this girl I was seeing at the time, and I pulled up outside her house to pick her up, and I fucking fell asleep and forgot to tell her I was outside. And I slept in the car for like 2 hours because I drank that Bob Marley's mellow juice. So stay away from that. But that is essentially what I want in my life. But I want to be able to drink it fast and then like and then feel like I got 8 hours of rest. My body functions like it's got 8 hours of rest. And I'm just able to keep on ticking because sleeping, though I love it and it's fun, it takes up a lot of time. And I have an unhealthy work-life balance. So
I feel like the con to that would be, like, afterwards, after that next hour, you take a level of exhaustion.
Oh, okay. So, like, yeah.
So you get like, an extra bonus 8 hours, but then you're extra tired.
Then I'm extra tired. Yeah. Everything's going
But then I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that just
That
like
is
coffee?
Just whiskey. That is just whiskey.
you're applying D&D mechanics whiskey. To real life. You are seeing the Matrix.
Exactly. Kevin so I just want to get drunk. That's
You've got like a pink elephant you're talking to, man. You're
He's great.
Okay. That was a peek into Kevin's psyche. I just was looking at a list. Diego helpfully sent us a list of homebrewed magic nice. Items.
Where?
And I found one that I really relate to.
Okay.
So it's called the Cloak of Overprotection.
Ooh.
It's a semi-sentient magical item with a little mind of its own. Its last owner died while it was being worn, and it feels guilty. It provides +2 to AC, but -2 to initiative rolls, and it tries to pull the user back from danger. Out of combat, the cloak will try to pull the user back from situations that might be dangerous, which can pose disadvantage on skill checks and stuff, but it acts more normal out of combat. So I like the idea that my magical item is as insecure as I am. Like, we're both like trying to impress each other. And like, it's like, man.
Did you like that?
I know you said you were going to go to your friend's thing tonight, but wouldn't it be nicer to just stay inside and not risk it? And I'd be like, thanks, Cloak of Overprotection. Let's jerk off. And that's
Time to get the Cloak of Jerking off.
The Cloak of
Does it change, like, depending on, like, if you're outside and it's really cold, like, it becomes, like, a heavier cloak? Or if you're inside, like, watching TV, it becomes, like, a really, like nice, fuzzy blanket?
Yeah.
I think it becomes whatever I need most. Yeah. Okay. So whatever's going to keep me away from other people or threatening situations.
So just a fleshlight then.
So yeah, like it might become like an unpleasant conversation with my dad because that'll take me out for a few days.
Oh, man.
God.
Excellent.
The magic item Diego. That I picked is the alchemy jug.
Ooh,
That's whiskey also.
Well, Diego and I are trying to get turned up.
Close, because it's a ceramic jug that appears to hold about a gallon of liquid. Mm. And I can, as an action, I can name one liquid from like a pre-generated list and cause the jug to produce the chosen liquid.
Sure.
The liquid includes acid, basic poison, beer.
Okay.
Up to 4 gallons. Honey, up to 1 gallon. Mayonnaise, up to 2 gallons. Up to a quart of oil. Vinegar, 2 gallons. Fresh or salt water. And wine, up to a gallon.
2 gallons of mayo.
Yeah.
Why?
I own a burger restaurant, and I don't need that.
You can uncork the jug as an action and pour that liquid out up to 2 gallons per minute.
Oh, wow. Begging the jug to produce piss.
Also, just have you ever poured mayo out of a jug? It doesn't pour. Mayo is like not that viscous. Yeah. So
when you get the poison, it's going to be like a poison aioli because you're going to have to mix it with the remaining mayo.
You also have to find the alchemy spatula to be able to get it out of the jug. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what specifically appeals to you about this, Diego?
What appeals to me about this generally is just, I mean, like, I had remembered off the top of my head that, like, I would get beer with it, but I didn't, and I knew about the mayonnaise, but I didn't know about the honey. Being able to make a gallon of honey, 2 gallons of honey a day, 1 gallon of honey a day, in 6 seconds, is invaluable.
You've got an entire business.
Exactly, dude. That's more than bees can produce in a day, right?
Yeah.
Like a hive of bees, can they produce a gallon in a day?
Bees out of business.
Yeah, I think that already is a problem. I think that people are already trying to put bees out of business, and it's not good for us.
Bees are endangered, but what about the mayo spirits?
Yes. And the acid and poison also kind of give me some pause, to be honest with you.
Michael, did you come in hot with a magic item that
did you have?
I did think of one. I was thinking the venture card of perfect timing. Every time you get on the train, pulls up and you can step right on.
That would change
venture
everything.
Card of train summoning. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys must live in a city where there's actually functional public transit.
Barely.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. We do have public transit, but you always have to wait forever, and it's
at the party last night. 2 separate people left to catch the train, then came back, got a ride home from the birthday girl, who was the one person who had a car. And then she came back and we kept hanging out, and the train just like didn't come all night for both of them. It was a nightmare.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, it's not that utopia that I think it is down in America, I guess.
No, we have expensive ass insulin and trains. This is not the land that I thought it was going to be when I came here as a 5-year-old child.
Yeah, you came there expecting cheap medicine and timely public transport.
It's like, sure, we have racism and poverty, but at what cost? Everything else is broken.
The only part that lived up to it was like the free schools and like education thing. That was the nice thing.
But hey, we have really good tax rates for the top 1%.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
We got to hand it to ourselves. We have good snacks. If you just want to like eat yourself to death, this is the country to do it in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah. There are good snacks. Yeah. There's good snacks. That's fair.
Well, Diego also brought a segment. Yeah. Great segment, Michael. One of the best ones of the episode,
what was
I would
Kevin's
say. Talk to.
I had picked Adam.
I had picked that like, so here's the thing. I just sort of mentioned that potion of long rest, but instead I've just clicked on one arbitrarily, and this will be what I will say.
Okay.
It's called Aaron's Lucky Charms. Aaron's 3 Lucky Charms, a lucky rabbit's foot once belonging to Aaron's father, bought in the 1980s. A horseshoe.
Aaron?
I don't know. A horseshoe belt buckle made by Aaron's great grandfather.
Aaron's uncle, dude. Yeah. I'm serious.
It was his great grandfather, actually, from the first horseshoe he ever changed, made in the late 1890s, and an Egyptian scarab pendant given to Aaron by his mother that once belonged to a distant ancestor, age unknown, but damn, it's old. So that's what I'll have.
So it's a full horseshoe. It's not like a little horseshoe. It's a full horseshoe.
It's, I think, a full rabbit's foot as well, and then also a scarab pendant. So just some decorative pieces to keep me lucky.
They were like a respectable family of stable keepers who looted an Egyptian pyramid once. And are like, also, we have this cursed relic.
Take it, son. So that's what I would like. I would like to be just a boy with some, antiques.
Nice.
Yeah, that belonged to a man named Aaron. So I think, Diego, what have you got for us?
All right. So I have a segment I would like to call Character Creation. But instead of making fake characters, we are going to instead assign each other the values that we believe are accurate for each of our ability scores. Like, sure. We're basically making our own character sheets.
So for listeners who don't necessarily aren't familiar with Dungeons and Dragons, the way that D&D, you build a character at the sort of one of the first things you do when you're playing Dungeons and Dragons, and there are ability scores that you assign. And those ability scores are, can you guys help me out here?
Dexterity, constitution, dexterity, constitution, wisdom, charisma, and strength.
So all together now.
They got the gist of it.
Strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, and wisdom, right? And each of those things sort of impact how you play the game. And I think, Diego, you want us to go around and assign scores. So you've given us a standard array here of points.
Yeah.
We get to
one of the ways to make a character in D&D is just to have like these pre-generated number 15, 14, 13, 12, 10, and 8.
Sure.
And you would assign them to your character, to their strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom.
So someone who's like really buff, been working out their whole life and has like a bodybuilder, they might have a strength of say
15.
Okay. Yeah. And then someone who is like very clumsy, not very like, you know, they're not very quick on their feet. They're kind of always falling around and a little bit bad at being careful. They might have a dexterity score of say
8.
8. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've got an array in between.
My feelings are just like ready to be heard. I can't wait to take
So you want us to assign these scores to each other? Yeah. Is that the idea?
So I think the way we have it on the screen here, I can do Thomas. Thomas can do me.
Sure.
Do we want to... Would it be better just because, you know, Diego
because Thomas
and I
know each other?
Yeah, I haven't met Kevin before. Like, do we want to collectively do one person?
Or do each other me. Then?
Okay.
Dungeon Buster on Dungeon Buster action.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do Michael. Michael, you do me.
Great. I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I guess we can just start off at the top with strength.
Okay.
Out of the scores of 15, 14, 13, 12, 10, and 8. Mm-hmm. What would you give your partner on their strength score? You can only use each of these numbers once.
Okay. Okay. So Thomas, I'm going to give you an 8 on your strength score, and I'm sorry.
How
I'm
dare
so sorry.
You?
I needed to start off low. I'm so sorry. But I was just looking at what my other options are, and I think there's a lot of other things that you do have going
for
you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm a weak little frail boy. I got nothing. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
But, I was going to give... Jesus. Sorry, Diego and Michael, do you want to go? I'm just...
Sure.
Yeah.
I got
go
you.
Go ahead, Diego.
I honestly would give Michael a strength score of 10. He's tall. He's like, you're like 6'1"?
Yes, I am.
6'1"? Yeah, I know my stats. I have the Michael collectible baseball card.
You've got
say like you're like, I feel like that height lends itself a lot to some like... strength, not superhuman, higher than 10 or anything, but
average strength, actually.
Yeah. yeah. How strong do you think Diego is?
I would say I'm gonna say 8 because I got other numbers I gotta use elsewhere.
So you're making strength my dump stat.
Yeah, I'm dumping 8 as strength for you.
And he's taking it in stride. Smiling. He seems happy. So.
I think that's weird
because Thomas, he got the same score. But so what are you going to give me?
Kevin gets a strength score of 0.
What? That's not even on the array.
It takes a weak person to hurt their best friend.
Come on,
that
man.
Just means he's saving that 15 for something sweeter. Yeah. You could be,
I guess, but he gave
charisma.
Me a 0. That's not even on the array.
A 0 with a 1 next to it. It's a 10.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you Dorcas. That was weirdly accurate and like sweet at the end. So yeah. Okay, moving on. We got dexterity. How nimble are we?
This is where I'm going to dump the 8 for you, Michael.
Yeah. No, this is what I would expect.
Oh, are you a little clumsy, Michael?
I am a little clumsy. I got long legs and long arms, and they make for moving.
And you're
difficult.
Still learning how to use them and control them.
Yeah. It's hard. It's
moving difficult.
What's wrong with them?
Forward and back, I work really well. Side to side, not so much.
Yeah, you can't strafe.
I'm also not flexible at all. I can't strafe, and that's all dexterity is strafing out of danger.
Exactly. You got to strafe and stay safe. Okay, cool. Thomas, I'm going to give you a 12 on your dexterity. I think I've seen you, I've also seen you like clumsily fly around, but I will say you commit to high movement. So I think you can, like, you're not always so precise. That's why I want to give it to you like a 12. Yeah. I think that like during an improv scene, Thomas will often make large physical choices and sometimes he'll assault me, depending on what we're doing.
That's right. I will, depending on what you did to deserve it.
Yeah. What we're doing. Yeah. Yeah. What I said did. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a tree climber. I've got some dexterity. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're an 8, Kevin. No dexterity whatsoever.
What do you mean?
I just think you're stiff.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Not a dexterous person. That's
no,
that hurts.
I don't know. I don't associate you with nimble, quick movements necessarily. I just like. You're like the boulder from Indiana Jones.
Part of my imagine from Indiana Jones.
When I imagine you, you're like the boulder from Indiana Jones,
just barreling through, come what may,
constant and steady,
sacred idol, yes.
Unwavering. You know, those are a lot. I can think of a lot.
Dependable.
Of
good.
I'm expecting a very high constitution score.
I just think of all these dexterity is your lowest score. I'm sorry, Kevin. I just aren't.
I'm mad about it, but that's
you're
fine.
Good at. No, never mind. Diego, what's your score?
I'm going to give Diego a 12 as well. Because I've seen him do very dexterous, funny things with his body in Drunk Shakespeare. So
I'm like,
oh, dang, I can't physically do that.
That's so that part of the show where I just crawl up the wall backwards.
Yeah.
On all fours.
Yeah.
You're only getting a 12
always
for that.
It impresses me. Yeah, you only get a 12 for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds superhuman, but okay. What's next? Right. We got
Constitution.
Constitution.
So that's right. That's like how like healthy and how like
Like you're like your ability to like weather like for your body to weather things. It could be weathering disease, weathering extreme heat and cold,
violence,
damage. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm gonna give Diego a 14 because I know Diego can party.
That is very true. The foundation of our friendship is built upon a Uber cleaning fee.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's where it all started.
I'm actually, this caused me to like really switch things up because Michael, while you are very resistant to cold, you do get sick a lot and easily.
I do get sick a lot. Yes, I do.
So I'm actually making your strength a 12, your dexterity a 10, and I'm dumping constitution at an 8.
Oh.
Due to your frail immune system.
Frail, tiny sinuses that get infected.
Tall man, tiny sinuses.
Tall man, tiny sinuses.
But yeah,
my sinuses didn't grow to fit the size of my body.
Right.
So I have, you know.
It all went to the legs.
That's what
it
makes walking around so hard.
Yeah. I can't breathe. That's
tiny sinies, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I'd say an 8 for constitution. For
okay, wow. I'll take it. I'll take it. I do get sick.
You're a bit sickly, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, T? What do you got for me?
I think you're a 13 constitution. I think you're a pretty hale and hearty guy. Like, I've seen you get sick and just power through it, just like chugging cold medicine. That was admittedly during your like Lil Wayne phase,
yeah. That's when I was robo tripping.
But I have seen you just like by sheer willpower not get sick that much.
That has actually really happened. Impressive. I think I've just told my body like no for that. Not today. I'm gonna give you, Thomas, a 10 because now we don't live in the same city anymore, but when we did, you know, we were 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Those like early years of drinking and hanging out and eating a lot of food and making bad decisions for your health and things like that. And I've watched you eat a lot of junk food. I've also watched you puke up a lot of junk food. I've watched you puke up a lot of liquor. I've watched a lot of fluids leave your body. And so That is a horrible sentence.
That's what friends are for, watching you eject fluids out of your body.
But I think that you have your constitution leaves something to be. I think a couple episodes ago, you told our viewers about how you puked over the weekend.
Like, I puked after Bailey's Halloween party.
Your stomach, your stomach is a little on the weak side. You're lactose intolerant. You're generally intolerant.
We can say it again. I'm Jewish. All right. Yeah. I don't have a good digestive system. It's a problem that plagues our race. Yes, it is.
Yeah?
We're incredibly
that.
Delicate people.
Really? With the fish and the cream cheese and everything, like that seems like, I didn't know
Unfortunately.
That.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, so that's what I would kick you for your constitution. Now we're really getting into the meaty ones. We're getting intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. So
we've been saving our high scores. It's going to be like a victory lap for everyone.
Yeah, this will be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one will be mean here. So let's go around the horn to intelligence here. Diego, what do you got for Michael's intelligence?
I'm going to say... I think I'm going to give that the 15 because Michael does like all of the audio stuff for our podcast. And like does like a lot of like the technical, like he brought a lot of like technical.
Just listen
expertise.
Closely, Thomas. Just listen very closely.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to say like 15, like
because he does a lot of the work for like the editing and the audio.
And like, oh my God, he did a lot of like soundscape work on one of our recent episodes.
That's not easy.
I'm pretty proud of it.
No,
it
requires
it
really,
and a lot of
so he like figured out a lot of tech and stuff, like our soundboard and everything for the podcast, and he like was like, oh yeah, no, we can like do that. Boom, bam, bam, boom. Very
he's been doing it for years, right?
Exactly.
That's great.
Holy shit. Wow. Must be nice.
I'm pretty impressive. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Michael, you seem, you know, what would you give Diego's intelligence?
Yeah,
for?
I'm going to give Diego a 13.
That's pretty high. That's pretty nice.
I feel like in conversation, he knows things when we're talking about them.
Sure.
Also, he's a DM and he's good at remembering all the stats and everything like that. So
it takes intelligence to DM, right? It takes intelligence to like do all that work.
A
13.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I'll take that. Thank you.
Because, So, okay. Well, I'm Thomas, I'll do you, if that's okay.
Sure.
So you're a Rhodes Scholar. You and I went through university together. You've always been very academically strong. I think your intelligence is very high in that regard. I think that outside of that, you're like, you know, my number one creative partner. We do a lot of stuff together. I really value your brain and your intelligence. So I'm going to give you a 15. Your intelligence is right there. I think like you're very smart. You're very intelligent. And I just, before I kick it over to you, I just want to think about like, so like we have that other podcast together. We have like What We Do in the Basement. Where I'm like DMing, I'm editing it, I'm putting
you
the
do a lot of the audio
together.
Stuff like Michael,
like all of those things like that Diego was saying about that Michael does. Like I do a lot of that for our show, and I also do it for Oops All Segments, and then also what Michael was saying about Diego, just like the DM thing, I do that too, right? So putting that all out there,
kind of a jack of all trades.
So go ahead. What's my intelligence score?
I am going to pass on this one. I'll definitely reveal the other scores. I just feel like. We're getting in the weeds with it. Like, we got to wrap up the show soon, so let's just get over to wisdom, and then we'll finish up everyone's character.
But like, you just throw a score out there, just because there's numbers written down, right? So you have ones to pull. You don't want
a little weird.
It does.
I don't know. Whatever. I guess.
That's gonna be my number.
12. If
12?
I had to.
12. That's less than Diego got. And he's not even editing the podcast.
That's true.
You put me on the spot, Kevin. I panicked. I tried to give you a pass, and you didn't want it.
Well, fine,
so now you get a 12.
Maybe I'll have high wisdom at least.
There's a difference between street smart and the other one.
So wisdom, speaking of which, is like sort of like street smart. It's like what you kind of know, your awareness of like your sort of general awareness of the world and these kind of things. Let's go around the horn here. Diego, or maybe I'll switch it up here. Michael, what do you got for Diego for wisdom?
So wisdom, I don't know if I feel super accurate about this, but I was going to, so far I've got 10 and 15 left. So I was going to give you your 10 for wisdom.
I would agree. Yeah. I make the same mistakes a lot.
Okay, cool.
Took it so well. I fuck up all the time.
Yeah, no, this is the version of my like horoscope. This is my co-star app.
Yeah, I get it.
Though I do appreciate your, you always have, what's your saying about life that you have, like, work more than
sleep more than you work, work more than you party, party as much as you fucking can.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Which is pretty
wise.
Keep
all three of those things in balance, like, you're not going to be in a bad spot.
Yeah, yeah. Mine's shit as much as you piss.
Oh no.
That's so much shit.
That's a lot of shit, dude. Like,
just every time you use the bathroom, just try to squeeze a little one out, you know?
Shit as much as you piss. Piss a little more than you cum. And cum as much as you fucking can.
Exactly.
Keep the UTI away.
You have to piss more than you can.
For that joke, you get a wisdom score of 15.
Holy shit.
Woo! That's right.
Yeah, this is the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Yeah. That's very kind of you. I think I'm going to give you, Thomas. So what I have left, I think, is 14 and 13. And I think I'm going to give you a 14 for your wisdom because I think you like to learn. I think there's always things that like you could grow in with your intelligence and things like that. But you're also a very worldly and aware person, but not like the most ever. Sometimes you're like, oh, okay. So I don't think we're at quite like peak full wisdom, but I think it's there.
Yeah.
I think it's there. And I think Diego.
What are some examples of like when I wasn't that wise? Just because you said like not always, so you didn't have.
Yeah,
to
but
that,
I did give you a 14, right? Like that's like near the top score, so we don't have to focus on the things that are
pretty good.
Yeah, it is
not as good as your score, but not bad.
Right, but the okay, so it's not that big of a deal, though, right? Like I don't know, like you sometimes you'll like just.
I mean, we could harken back to like all the fluids that you've projectiled out of your body as being less wise.
Yeah, knowing your limits is definitely a sign of wisdom.
Yeah. I mean, even if I could just spin it back to like, you know, just knowing your situation, knowing your awareness, like I don't know, you kind of like took a dig at me a few moments ago with the intelligence score thing, and like that wasn't very wise, you know? So
yeah,
repercussions.
Just leave something to be desired.
Agree to disagree there, but let's go on to charisma rounded out.
Wait, I've been giving Michael a 13 on wisdom.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
I'll take that 13.
Yeah.
I mean, arguably, we all got degrees in art, so our wisdom is questionable, right?
Yes, that is true. That is true. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, now we've got charisma. We're into this is pretty straightforward. How charismatic is the person? And we all kind of, this is sort of by default, we all kind of know what the scores that are floating around are. But let's just go around the horn here, Sam, and talk about them real quick. Thomas, I think you're charismatic. I gave you a 13. I think you've got a performer's energy and all these kind of things and things like that. But also sometimes your social, like you don't like, sometimes social situations are annoying and arduous. And, you know, I will like take you to a party and you'll like make it fucking weird or some shit. And then like, I don't want to be there with you. And like, so.
That's never happened.
Yeah. I mean,
going back to the fluids thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's like
Kevin,
there's that.
You get a 14 on charisma because you are a master of deception.
What?
You lie to my friends about how smart and strong I am all the time.
I don't
lie. And I can think of some recent examples as well, just today that you did that.
I lied to your friends about how smart and strong you were. Yeah. I think I was being
That's
honest.
Right.
Just being honest. I'm not deceiving them.
You're a deceitful guy.
I did trick you for our first episode. I don't.
That was what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
It's like I did spring it on.
You know, that was like a fun trick, right? Like Halloween, trick or treat. It's a podcast.
I've been nothing but mean to Kevin, so I will say you are smart. You are charismatic. You're very good at working a room, even after I've sprayed fluids into it. So I appreciate that, Kevin. And you
I'm
do
smiling.
A lot of work on the podcast. And if you didn't, we wouldn't have one.
Or two. But yes, no, Diego. Yeah. And give us Michael's charisma score.
Going to give it a 14 too, man. Ooh. He's an actor. He's a performer. He's a podcaster. He's like a good schmoozer when he needs to be. Like, this is a guy that like, if it was like, all right, we need to like, we're in a room of donors and we need to like find a way to get them to save the rec center. Like,
you could say it. I know how to kiss an ass. And I'll lean into that.
Yeah, 14 for charisma.
The ass, you mean.
Yeah. So these are sperm donors and you're...
If we don't fill this thermometer up this high with sperms,
we need the rec sperm.
You need that jug. You need that jug again.
Two
that
gallons
jug.
Of mayonnaise for the rec center. Stat.
And Diego didn't bring his jug. No. Well, likewise, I'm going to give Diego a 15. I'm maxing out your charisma. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a performer as well. You're always charismatic. You're always good at talking to the audience and getting like specific nougaty detail from them.
nougaty detail. A great way to describe stuff you get from audiences.
Yeah. Yeah. The same thing, like just talking to people like, people we want to schmooze with or people we want to get on our podcast, just making them feel comfortable immediately.
Yes. Yeah.
You do great with that.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Look at this niceness. Look at this nice feels all around.
That's the end of the show. So thanks for listening, I guess. To Michael and Diego, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah.
Thanks. We'll plug it again. Honestly. Yeah, whatever.
Going to plug our podcast Dungeon Busters again. Mm-hmm. We're a weekly Dungeons and Dragons podcast. That's our weekly Dungeons and Dragons experiment where we put different mechanics and things to the test with a little actual play portion, and then we talk about it and break it down. So that sounds
D&D
interesting to you.
Mythbusters, right?
Yeah, yeah. D&D meets Mythbusters. You can... you don't have to be caught up with every episode. You can just pop in and listen to one. Mm-hmm. And if you like it, great. Listen to the rest. And if you don't, well, fuck us then.
But still leave a five-star review.
Thomas will be on one of the
episodes.
Still
leave a five-star review, please.
We're also all across the social media verse at DNGN Busters Pod. We're having some fun on TikTok. We'd love to get into some fights on Twitter while it's still around. So
pick a bone while you can.
Yeah, no.
By the time this comes out, Twitter may be gone. But,
Or maybe we'll be huge on Mastodon by then.
Yeah. Follow us on Truth Social. Dungeon Busters. Thomas will be on an episode that comes out soon, so please keep an eye out for that.
It's an episode all about
traps.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Covered really booby traps and like it's a very very fun episode. Very fun characters.
That's a lot of fun. Cool stuff.
I got to experience what a real DM feels like.
Fuck you. Sorry. The fuck, man.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We've had some laughs. Some of us got our feelings hurt along the way, but we're just so excited that you could be here. I've been Thomas. Mm.
If you want to submit segments to us, you can... go to website or go check out our website. It's bio.site/oopsallsegments. You can also find that on our social media pages, oopsallsegments. There's a form you can fill out.
Just give a little more energy because it's
you can suggest some segments to us if you want at our website. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, subscribe, write a comment in there if you fucking want to.
Help us with that algorithm, folks.
Yeah.
If you want to. If you want to follow us on social media pages, Oops All Segments, you can check out our D&D show. It's what we do in the basement. I do a lot of work on it. I'll DM it.
And it's a lot of work to do all those things. Yeah. Someone would have to be really intelligent to do all of those things.
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
But it takes a strong man to tell his friend his weaknesses.
That's the real stuff.
Goodbye.